Do you want more of this? I mean, really? Seriously. Are you getting sick and tired of watching these people run through the streets, taking over and subverting our culture, our institutions, and quite frankly, even our places of worship? The radical left is just out of control, and this is what you're going to get a lot more of if Biden is elected. This is a controversial election, but my gosh, I am sick of these people. We're going to be looking at a lot more of the insanity of who are these people on the radical left and what they're doing to our country here on another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. We got the confetti coming down. That's really high-tech graphics there here with your favorite host, me, Elijah Schaefer. This is an ad-free episode, and most importantly, looking at all the insanity of what is promised to increase if the election is lost to the most progressive agenda that America has ever seen. Let's start by looking at a little bit about law and order. You enjoy your safety? Do you like being alive? I like that you're alive. Well, not everybody's happy that everybody's living today, especially Portland Antifa, who, well, let's do our riot recap of the weekend. It's been over 130 days of Portland Antifa fighting against whatever else they've decided to be upset about. Apparently, they don't care about getting HIV, as they are often promiscuous and homosexuals. Not that I'm judging, I'm just saying they are. They cornered a BORTAC agent, which is the Border Patrol Tactical Unit, and they had some really kind words, stuff you would say to your grandma. Let's roll the clip.
You will be.
You should be scared.
You will be. When you're up against the wall, you're not scared.
You're
not six feet of you.
You're a
f- you're a f- like women.
What? I start here by saying this is what you're going to get if we elect Biden. And I say this because while Antifa are not Biden supporters, and I want to clarify that they're anarchists and they don't actually support the Democrats, the Democrats have turned a blind eye to Antifa, and Biden has actually said specifically that they are just an idea. Now, that's better than Jerry Nadler, who has often been confused with the Penguin from Batman, who wears his pants higher than his nipples. At least his nipples probably aren't as problematic as Cardi B's nudes that were released. I hope you don't Google that. It really is disturbing, especially my grandma who watches the show. Cardi B has distorted nipples and she released her own nudes. Disturbing. But you know what else is disturbing? Is walking up to a random law enforcement officer and calling on him to be executed, calling on him to be put up against a wall, communist lingo, as well as saying that he sterilizes women. I'm not entirely sure what any of this means, but Antifa is the exact personification of what it means to be far left. And as we start through this and as we look at this, I just want to remind you that, you know, we are literally months into this. This is a Democrat-controlled city, and a lot of the violence, the disruptions, and the problems have happened in cities that have been given to Democrat leadership. And we know that it's the leadership that's preventing the action, because check out these militants who attacked a ICE facility, I believe, in Portland this weekend. And watch us as they attack them with one of the most deadly weapons in the world, cellophane balloons. Oh, okay. All right. First of all, I don't know what they were thinking attacking ICE agents, which are full of Border Patrol tactical units. That's BORTAC, right? With cellophane balloons. I have to say this. I don't know what country or what world they live in, but this is not an instance of police brutality. I really love how they just got wrecked by that officer who sprayed what appeared to be a high pressurized can of bear mace right in their faces. I really do love to see people get a hand to them when they're acting like complete idiots. But I want to remind you that this darkness, this that realms in cities and lurks at night, that are these alleged anti-fascist movement, really are a militant arm of the left wing. And in fact, in some ways, they are the foot soldiers of the Democrat Party, even though both sides wouldn't admit it. But I will remind you that the vice presidential candidate on the Democrat side, Kamala Harris, helped fundraise to get these people out of jail during the height of the riots that took place around the country. So in many ways, if Kamala Harris, who's running alongside Joe Biden, and in many ways may end up being the next president of the United States, with his mental capacity and his old age, if she is put into power, even when she wasn't in control of this nation, already raised money for criminals. And it shows you which side she's on. And I want to remind you, the Democrats don't care about your safety. They don't care about your property, and they don't care about your life. And all, I don't mean to make a partisan episode, and I'm not trying to get you to vote for Donald Trump. I will tell you this. A vote for Biden is a vote for more of this around our country, because people like Sarah Inaroni, who's running for the mayor, and, of course, Ted Wheeler, their current mayor, these are Democrat politicians who allow this to fester. But let's talk a little more about the culture in this country of what's going to happen. So there was a women's march that happened this weekend in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And some pro-lifers came out with their signs. And as expected, some of these individuals responded, these feminists, right? These far-left Biden supporters responded to this incident in the way that you would expect mostly peaceful people to, by destroying their signs. Look at this degenerate, disgusting feminist. It's literally disgusting. Watch this. All right. So in the words of a fat Hispanic feminist this weekend, these are the people that history warned us about. If you don't know that video reference, you probably have more of a life than I do, which is unfortunate because, hey, it's really fun to waste your time all night looking up terrible videos. But these are the establishment Democrats. See, a lot of people like to say that, oh, you know, you can't connect Antifa to Biden. You can't connect Antifa to Kamala Harris. There's no way that the Democrats actually tolerate this. Nancy Pelosi condemned the violence in the House. Well, here's the problem. The actual establishment Democrats at very mainstream events, not like at riots in Portland, but like at the Women's March here in D.C., these people, their response to opposition, to people they disagree with, is to either vandalize, destroy, or assault anybody and anything that goes against their narrative. And this woman, man, seriously, she's spray painting people signs who are fighting for the right for babies to live. It's just gross. I don't want to know what it's like to date a woman like this, but I understand why people commit suicide. It's not a light thing, but if this woman was in my life and I was committed to her, my gosh, I don't know if I would be here today. That's just saying something. Speaking of destroying signs, these people are also militantly violent. There was two individuals who were caught and arrested this weekend stealing Trump signs off of people's lawns in a neighborhood. But lo and behold, they were armed with rifles. Listen to this.
Around like that. They're going down. He's got a rifle. Yep.
Thank God he's not in California.
Liberals and guns don't mix.
Mm-mm. The funny thing is when he called you guys, he was, one of them's carrying, and the other one's wearing a plate carrier.
He's carrying too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that a rifle inside a car seat?
No.
Oh.
His baby carries too.
Right? My baby steals Trump signs too.
Okay, so what we've seen already from the top of this is that, realistically speaking, the far left will use social unrest. They will capitalize on racial division to completely divide America. And I'm going to tell you this. I am unapologetically become right wing. I was more centrist when I started this show, and I've tried to remain center, and I respect people of all walks of life. But you know what I don't respect is communist revolutionaries, far left revolutionaries, and those who subvert our culture and our society in an attempt to completely destroy Western civilization. I am not for that. I don't love that. And I don't believe that women, just because they're women, have the right to act like wild hoes, like that girl in DC. Plus, this man, of course, you see the liberal double standard. He's walking around with a gun, stealing people's signs, and then gets mad that there's other people holding him accountable who are also holding guns. This is the hypocrisy, where these people continually use, smear, and slander with tactics that oftentimes are illegal. And then when we try to defend ourselves, we're the ones who get in trouble, i.e. Kyle Rittenhouse. But I don't really want to talk just about the violence. I also want to remind you about the hysteria around COVID. Coronaviruses are extremely real. They've been around forever. But the specific coronavirus, COVID-19 or SARS-2, specifically has left the world in an absolute state of madness, being that people have accepted social distancing, mask wearing, and whatever the hell this was from a Flaming Lips concert. You're going to have to see it to believe it. Check this out. Okay, I can't put the audio on, I'm assuming, because we're going to get a copyright. These people are in plastic balls. Now, I already know that a lot of liberal people enjoy being really close to balls, both boys and girls and all over the place. But these giant white balls are filled with air, I hope. And I mean, because I don't want that kid to die. If that kid wasn't there, I would be okay if everyone here died. But I like that kid. And why should he die just because everyone around him is an idiot? Realistically speaking. But they held a concert in plastic balls. And this is the kind of culture that they want. They want this weird culture. Also, have you realized that far left people, that Biden, all these people, they love wearing masks. They dig it. Anytime they can just be subjugated to some sort of forced oppression or force of order, they literally love it. It's like the dominatrix party of the real world we live in. I mean, they want to be put in a submission. They want to be penetrated with all types of ideas and just forced into a place where they have no rights. And I don't get why people like this. I really don't get why people love voting in candidates that want to raise their taxes, that are okay with lawlessness, that stoke racial divide, and stick people in balls. I don't know about you guys watching this, but I ain't having no balls that close to my face. At least anytime soon. I guess if I had a favorite band that was playing, I might contemplate the idea. But let's also talk a little bit about this too. You guys notice that the big tech companies are not, it's not just like the Antifa and the far left radicals that are supported by the left. It's not just the mainstream establishment culture, but deep down in the dark recesses of society and culture, we've seen a rise in tech censorship. Specifically, I want to remind you this, that Jack Dorsey of Twitter, the CEO, he apologized for being and playing God when they blocked a New York Post article last week. And he reminded us that straight blocking of URLs was wrong. And we updated our policy and enforcement to fix. Our goal is to attempt to add context. And now we have capabilities to do that. So if you don't know this and you're living under a rock, Jack Dorsey and Twitter, Facebook, everybody blocked a story that was incriminating Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It, number one, proved that Joe Biden was lying when he said he didn't know about the deal with his son Hunter between him and foreign entities, countries like Russia, like Ukraine, like China, which we've seen connections in all three of those countries. And number two, we also saw pictures of Hunter Biden snorting coke off of the butt crack of a stripper. Some accuse that stripper of being a minor. I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know if we have the evidence so far. Maybe we do. Let me know in the comments below. But they've gone on a complete rampage and an attempt to censor anybody who disagrees or makes the Biden campaign look bad. And I want to remind you, you got to go, well, why is this Biden's America? Why is this what we'll see more of under Biden? Because I want to remind you that the Biden campaign was happy. They made a public statement. They were glad that the tech companies censored right-wing operatives that exposed them. They were happy that people censored Americans. Biden's party is pro-censorship. This is not rogue employees at tech companies that are randomly targeting right-wing people. This is from the top-down, establishment-based, foundational, I am going to hold power and use whatever methods I can, even if it's illegal, unethical, and they're doing it not even under our noses, blatantly right in our faces, and they don't care. They don't care because they hold the powers of the institutions, and the Republican Party and right-wing people are too freaking weak to do anything about it. Speaking of the devil, Lindsey Graham stepped down. But on top of that, you might even be asking this. We got an article from the New York Post, speaking of the devil, in quotes. This is a real quote from the article headline here. Die in a fire. Twitter employees reveal deep hatred for Trump. The tweets running the asylum, Twitter's senior executives have a long history of anti-Trump hatred. A post review of dozens of accounts of top employees found the venom virulent and in some cases vows to help Joe Biden across the finish line in next month's presidential election to continue to live online as the company earlier this week decided to censor. The New York Post's revelations about Hunter Biden's emails to a constituent, to a consultant from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Get him out, posted a senior site reliability engineer on August 18th. What an effing baboon. One manager was almost 9 years on the job, said he was quite keen to watch Biden crush Trump in the election and that he hoped the president would be utterly humiliated while also suffering greatly from COVID-19. In another post, he fantasized about the president being put on a ventilator. He then calls Trump an effing idiot and the voters who elected him hysterically effing stupid people. At the same time, the employee has been a consistent cheerleader of his company's efforts to rein in on the president on the platform and to curb the spread of course, fake news and misinformation. I'm really proud of how quickly we've worked to make this possible from the for the U.S. elections, he wrote. Others publicly wish the president harm. One Twitter manager said Trump should die in a fire in January of 2017. A year later, he rang in the new year by saying, "Happy 2018, Donald Trump is dead." Well, guys, I'm going to tell you this. None of these comments have been flagged by Twitter or deleted. Surprise, surprise, these people work there. I want to remind you that, you know, when people talk about, oh, you know, the left isn't really corrupt, it's not really degenerate. It is actually corrupt. It is genuinely socially degenerate. These people are destroying our country. They're physically destroying it by burning down our cities and allowing this to happen. They're secondly, destroying our country by subverting the culture. I mean, seriously, degenerate feminists have destroyed America. It's sick. Close your legs also, but while you're at it, and maybe lose some weight. I don't know. Maybe you don't like men because men don't really like you because you're a disgusting human being. That's just my opinion. But a lot of them are, and that's a fact. But I also say they're doing it through tech censorship as well in the terms of keeping our ideas out and directly fighting for the Democrat Party. These people hate us. Somebody, the name, we have a guest that's coming on the show in just a few moments here. It's really, really, really going to be great. Our guest's name is Isabella DeLuca, and she was attacked and beaten up by establishment feminists in DC. And she's going to be here to tell her story.
Thank you, Elijah, for having me and allowing me to share what has happened to me this past Saturday.
Yeah, so I wish we could be talking in better spirits. Obviously, you've had a pretty rough weekend, so let's dive right into it. Tell me what happened this weekend as your post went viral. It broke the internet. You were attacked. You were beaten. It said for supporting Trump. But, you know, here on the show, I want to hear it right from your mouth. Tell me your story from the Women's March.
Sure. So I had no idea there was a women's march going on at first. I was there to support ACB and President Trump's reelection. And it wasn't until I saw women marching down the street and I'd overheard people talking that, oh, that was the women's march. I had gone to the curb with my Trump 2020 flag and was immediately surrounded by dozens of women who were making fun of my appearance, insulting me, criticizing me for the way that I looked. They were threatening me. They had their hands in my face. They had their signs in my face. And they were just relentless, basically. This went on for hours. And at one point, I was having a conversation with one of the women that were there. And while I was having that conversation, another woman had stolen my Trump flag from me, and I went to go retrieve it. As I went to go pick it up off the ground, I had put my hand up so that she didn't kick me or anything while I was on the ground. And as I was coming back up from picking up my flag, an older woman had punched me in my face. I was hesitant to hit her back because of her age, but I also knew that I had to defend myself. And when I went to go ahead and defend myself, another woman had gotten involved and also punched me in my face. And at some point, both women had choked me. And that is ultimately what had happened.
And so just to clarify, obviously people that are claiming you started a fight, that you were asking for it. I mean, what is your response to people who had that sort of reaction to you getting jumped at a women's march?
My expectations of the left are very low. I definitely did not expect, though, to be assaulted by other women at a women's march. And it is kind of disappointing that they are trying to make it seem that I'm the one who instigated it, or even I have people messaging me that I should have died, that they wish they were the ones that beat me up. But this is the left, and I'm not surprised. I look at things that they've done to people in the past. Like, I look at Brett Kavanaugh, General Flynn, and, you know, even what they do to President Trump on a daily basis, and it's just not surprising to me.
Yeah, you know, this kind of hypocrisy, first of all, I'm really glad that you're okay. I know you could be in a better position and in better shape, but obviously we saw, you know, a lot of violent actions from these radical left-wing people. I mean, do you feel from your experience, did you get any sympathy from people on the left? Did you feel like they came to your aid? Did anybody apologize? Did you get any positive reactions from people from the Women's March? I mean, what happened there?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. After I had gotten punched in the face and I was bleeding, you know, my adrenaline was obviously rushing. I was there by myself. I'm surrounded by these women. And basically, they were telling me that I deserved to be punched in the face. If I was wearing a mask, maybe that wouldn't have happened. They were just so relentless, and they continued to make fun of me for my appearance and the way that I looked even after I got punched. And that's actually why I didn't leave right away. I left about 15 to 20 minutes after I got punched in the face, because I wanted to show them that even after they were verbally and physically assaulting me, that they weren't going to silence me and that I was still going to stand up and defend for what I believed in.
So I'm going to ask you this. Did you get the identity of the woman who punched you in the face?
I did not. And I know for a fact that people have videos. There were dozens of people there with their phones out, and no one's showing any video that shows that woman that actually, the two women that assaulted me.
Really? Probably. So you feel like these people were actually definitely sort of protecting this woman who assaulted you by not releasing the footage?
Exactly. And at some point, actually, when I had gone to the police about 15, 20 minutes after, some girl was like, oh, I have the video. And I said, then let's show the police the video. And she refused to show police the video. So.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm sad to say I'm not surprised that they did this to you, but I'm very happy that it wasn't any worse. I mean, this kind of hypocrisy where we see people fighting for black people, you know, hitting and beating up black people who disagree with them. We see women who are fighting for women, attacking women who disagree with them. Would you say, or do you believe that the reason why they attacked you was solely because of your support for the president?
Absolutely, 100%. I had women and men telling me that I didn't deserve to be there at a women's march as a woman because I was a Trump supporter. And that was basically why I was being attacked the whole time.
Well, Isabella, I'm really, really sorry that this happened to you. And I want to say, you know, this is obviously what I'm talking to people about. This is what I believe Biden's America will be like. People feel, I guess, justified to use violence to attack people that they disagree with. And this is a common tactic throughout history of radical left-wing people in communist countries and socialist countries, is using force against your political enemies. Here at Slightly Offensive, I'm just happy that you were able to get through this, that you are fierce, that you're a warrior. I know a lot of people probably respect you too. And so where can people find you? Where can they follow your work, your activism? Go ahead and give us the best way to look you up.
Yeah, so my Instagram is RepublicanBarbie_. My Twitter is BellaMaria1776. I do just want to add also that we actually had a Back the Blue rally, I want to say last week, and we had counter protesters, and nothing like this happened. It's only events where liberals, Black Lives Matter, that are involved, that there's violence that takes place.
And that's why I want to remind you, is this what you really want, guys? Do you want attractive blonde woman getting beaten up in the streets by disgusting, hairy, and smelly feminists with bad attitudes? That's not the America I want my sons to grow up in. I want my sons to hit on girls like the Republican Barbie, not hit them. Especially my daughters too. She should aspire to be like them, not to actually smack them. But if they'll spray paint a sign, if they will attack an ICE facility, if they will beat up people on the street, no matter what happens, no matter what goes down, I want to remind you specifically that this is a problem that has come from an entire swath of the American people. I'm not here to divide you. I don't want to teach you or train you or even suggest to you how you should vote. I just want to remind you that the reality that we're living in, besides the tax increases that are coming from Biden and his team, that this is what America looks like if they come into power. And I'm not having it. I'm not happy about it. And that's why I know I'm making my vote count this election. Make sure yours does too. Anyway, if you make it this far in the podcast, I want to remind you that this is available audio only on Apple, Spotify, and Google Play Store. So if you could go there right now and leave us a free 5-star review, it doesn't cost you anything. It's free, kind of like condoms at a local state college, which is actually a true thing. I went to a college in the bathroom, which was for all genders and non-binaries, whatever that means. They had a basket full of condoms. Those are free, but they're gross. You know what's not gross? Leaving us a 5-star review. So go there right now. Click the links in the description. Please subscribe there. And also remember, you can support us directly at blazetv.com/Elijah. That's the best way to support the show and support the efforts. We are going to be back out on the road very soon as I'm almost finished training my new producer. And we will be out covering the elections and all the riots that probably will happen afterwards. Anyway, thank you so much again for watching Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. Have a great rest of the week and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.